Are you the kind of person that makes things happen, or do you sit on the sidelines and you watch things happen, you observe them, and you kind of wonder what happened? Which one of those are you? In today's episode, we're going to talk about why it's more important to come from a place of being the victor than it is to come from the place of being the victim. I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, Cody Burch, welcome to the show here today. And I want to talk about the difference between being the victor and being the victim. You see, there's types of people that they watch things happen. And even though it was totally their fault, good or bad, it's easy to say, well, that just happened, as if they had no control over the outcome. Let me give you an example. So my kids are 9, 11, and 13, and they're all boys, and they're all amazing. And sometimes we have to help them reframe how they're looking at and thinking about things that are happening in their life. So I'll just make up an example. Let's say a kid makes a delicious hot dog, and they microwave the hot dog, and then they put it in the bun, and they cover it in mustard, and they get a bunch of chips and shredded cheese and the whole deal. And then they place their plate teetering precariously on the edge of the counter. And when they go to close the microwave, the plate falls off, they knock the plate off, the plate falls, whatever. And now we have shredded cheese, much to the delight of my dog, cheese and mustard and hot dogs all over the kitchen floor, okay? Now, in some cases, the kid might say, oh, that happened, the plate fell, the hot dog fell, the plate fell, and the plate fell assigns the meaning and the blame and the fault of the fact that the plate was knocked off by your elbow while you microwaved it, or you left it too close to the edge of the counter, that gets all the blame off of you, okay? Now, the right way to reframe that is say, I put too much food on the plate and the hot dog weighed 6 ounces and the chips weighed 1 ounce, but I put the hot dog teetering over the edge of the counter and the weight and the gravity and the laws of physics caused the whole thing to topple over, and that's on me, and I'm gonna learn more about physics, and I won't leave my plate so close to the edge of the counter next time, so that won't happen, right? That's radical ownership, saying whether this thing succeeds or this thing fails, that was on me. And I take full ownership of that, right? Now, my kids don't always get that. Part of the reason I host a podcast is to make you think that I've just got this all nailed and my kids are flawless and perfect, and they take all of this amazing life advice I give them and implement it right away without any complaining and without any need for course correction down the road, which of course is not the case. But in my business, when I have coaching students or I have agency clients, I make the coaching students especially, because we're going to work really closely together on your business over a 6-month period. I want to make sure that they show up ready to the coaching calls and that they understand that their progress or their lack of progress is on them and it's not on me. That I'm here to hold them accountable to their dreams and their focus and their vision to change the world the way they see fit. But if they don't make progress, that's not on me. I can't want it for them more than they want it for themselves, right? I'm responsible to them, but I'm not responsible for them. These are these things I tell myself as I think, well, what would create the most optimal coaching student or coaching client? They need to have that mindset where they understand that they're in control of their success and they're in control of their growth and they're in control. If they totally stall out and they stagnate, then that's on them as well. And that's a really useful posture to take because it gives you such control and such power over your business and over your progress and over your results. When my Facebook ads work now, sometimes they still don't, right? But when they do work now, I go, hey, high five myself, or I'll run upstairs and get a high five from my wife, and she'll say, what was that for? And I'll say, well, I wrote great copy. I made a great offer. My targeting was on point. The landing page looked great and people opted in, and it went really well. I'm gonna own that. Not like, well, I probably shouldn't own that. It was just luck. It was just dumb luck, beginner's luck. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. No, that's on me that worked well. And then the converse is also true. If a campaign or promotion fails, I can look back and go, I don't know what happened, but that's on me. Like, let's just agree that that was my offer, my idea, my copy, my landing page, my ads, my targeting, and it didn't go well. It's not Zuckerberg's fault. It's not Facebook's fault. It's not the economy's fault. It's not whoever's in office's fault. It's my fault. That's on me. And that is such an empowering stance to take, and such an empowering posture to have in your business, where you realize that you're the one that's in control of your progress. You're the one that's in control of your promotions working or not working or being effective. And then win or lose, we get to own those results and say, that was on me. Not just when we fail. I'm not saying you should feel lots of blame and shame, but I'm saying it's very empowering to say, I'm in control of this. I can make this business whatever I want to be. I can shape it however I want to shape it. If I don't want to work Fridays, I can shape the business around that, then take ownership saying, I've created a business where I don't have to work on Fridays. not like, well, the market's allowed me to, or ClickFunnels has allowed me to, or my boss has allowed me to, or the government has allowed me to, or my spouse has allowed me to, or whatever, saying, no, I'm in control of this thing. I'm in the driver's seat and I get to decide where this thing goes. I get to decide how fast we get there. I get to decide how complex I'm going to make it as I move with reckless abandon towards my goals. I'm going to own the outcome. No matter what happens, I'm going to own the outcome because I'm the one in charge. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Whatever you're working on, whatever is going well for you, whatever is not going well for you, I want you to remember that you're the one that's in charge of that. And for me, with my coaching clients, if you've done any kind of coaching stuff or consulting stuff, or you have any agency or services kind of business, you need to let them know that the way to work well with you is for them to acknowledge that they're in complete control of their results and their outcomes, right? That's it. That's it. That's my message for you today. Hope you found that encouraging. Hope you found that as empowering as I find that. It's a great reminder for us all. Hope you have an awesome day, and I'll see you on the next episode.